I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 11 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes' grand plans for the heist begin to rapidly fall apart around their feet. Previously.
He's like, look, it's... fellas.
Fellas.
He pushes a box of cigars forward and flips it open with his big hoof. He's like, you don't need to make excuses. I'll give you a dinosaur, but you gotta do something for me.
Just get this straight. You don't want us to be like, are you gonna record a do a heist? He's gonna be, yeah. And you're like, that's all the evidence I need. You need us to do the heist.
Yeah, I need you to do the heist. I need you to
help us
catch him.
Like, what was the fashion when you were, like, say,
like
a
this,
one?
Basically.
Yeah, so it's
kinda
always
never
just,
changed.
It's just always been this.
Yeah.
Huh. That's real strange.
I never thought of it, I guess.
You're a clever dinosaur, Big Mouth Bass.
He leans back in his chair, smokes a big cigar. I suppose I am. Big Mouth Bass doesn't look like any dinosaur you've ever seen, but you're sure it's just, it must be a kind of dinosaur.
Yep.
Imagine, like, this very wide-mouthed, very spherical-headed dinosaur, quite thin, wearing a white suit with, like, a little black tie.
I do a sleight of hand
mm-hmm.
to reveal my original human face.
I forgot sleight of hand was magic.
There's windows at the front of the bank. I'm an ape. No one knows how apes act. All through the window at the tower.
Yeah.
I'm going to wig out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to collapse.
Yeah. No, wait.
Just put a sheet over me.
Okay.
I'm going to become the tower. I'm just going to walk over and open the fucking door myself.
And what makes a good heist is betrayal. And I want to kill someone on my team. Let me live out a heist.
We've become bad people.
The dinosaur begins to talk. I grew up in the sort of, wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, of course you did.
Mm-hmm. On a great childhood.
I
met my current girlfriend.
Yeah, and, yeah, what's her name?
Persephone.
Oh, that's a good name.
You know, uh-huh, she's uh-huh, lovely uh-huh, gal, uh-huh, keeps uh-huh. me on the straight and narrow, except uh-huh. now when I'm robbing a bank. we got two kids, we got twins. As you're saying this, you're like just nodding at all, so you're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the corner just like with my big ape arms crossed, nodding like, yeah, good, of course. Keep looking at also Joel being like,
one of my twins,
Gracie,
she
big
was
green.
She was born, sick. She was a sickly daughter. It was tough for me as a father.
Probably,
but
she
then,
probably
you know,
needs a new liver or something.
Well, no, yeah. She's okay now. And every time
good.
I look at her, I think, what a bundle of joy.
That's
great.
So
reason to keep going on. You know, she needs a papa.
She doesn't. It's an earth of, like, you're doing this bank heist to get, like, money to get, like,
liver
or something.
Look,
you know,
I don't want to do crimes, but, you know, his head down there on the wrong side of the track, you know? You know, you gotta make sacrifices.
You
this is one of those.
You definitely
gotta
make some sacrifices.
You know, my last heist and I'm out of the game.
Yeah. Oh, sure is, buddy. Let's go, driver.
I am so unhappy.
Eventually, the van pulls up a street away from the First National, Grand National Bank. And you can see it's like a large stone building, kind of quite art deco looking. And there's people coming in, coming and going, even though it's quite early in the morning. There's still a couple people coming in and out. Big Mouth Bass leans over the back of the chair and he's like, okay, you head in. You don't need any costume. And you're promising me?
We've got a brilliant plan.
Okay, look, this is going to be hard to follow.
Okay.
But 20 years ago, when you were a wee baby bass, I developed the ability to psychically link with animals. You know what? Don't even worry about this explanation.
It's like a disguise. What he's going to do is he's going to almost appear still here, but also he's going to appear as a Taller in there and open it from the inside.
So I just need to also jolt.
Yeah, he's like, look, you're the expert. You can kind of see through the window like one of the Tellers, yeah. You can make them out.
Pop, flick a pill, flick it into my mouth.
Slow-mo pill, follow the pill's arc into your gullet. You begin
eyes
to
bloody fucking
fly back into the back of your head. Your
pupils dilate.
Pure white, dilated pupils. And you're standing there. You can actually just see the van outside through the window, and you're a Teller. There's a old woman dinosaur there. She's like, I'd just like to make a deposit.
Why not like whisper over to Big Mouth Bass and be like, you know, now that that's it, I mean, we could really need a forger, do we? I mean, he's just getting a cut for no reason.
Big Mouth Bass.
You get...
Fuck, you got a natty 20. Big Mouth Bass is like, you're right. Just pulls out a gun. Dusha from inside the bank. You just hear a... go off outside.
It's like music to my ears.
Big Mouth Bass is like, okay, let's go. Everybody gets ready and leaves. You can see them coming out. The old woman dinosaur is tapping her pointed finger. Excuse me, I asked you a question.
Yes, ma'am? I am a Teller.
Fuck. Something's wrong with this Teller.
No!
Jabs you in the chest with her finger.
What's up with this person here?
Nothing is wrong, madam. I will go and get your deposit.
You keep fucking up so bad.
Something's wrong.
She turns around and like gestures to everybody else in the bank. There's about five other dinosaurs of varying species in the bank.
This isn't a real Teller at all.
Shit.
Somebody goes to like...
Ma'am, how am I meant to prove that I'm a Teller? How am I possibly not be a Teller? Oh my god!
Somebody's heading over towards, you can see an alarm on the wall. Somebody's going, they're not there yet, but they're heading over. You guys probably enter at this point. You, assuming that Ape Joel would have unlocked the bank vault by now.
Just like cracking knuckles. Look around. Look at you. Still at the Teller.
There's like an old dinosaur woman just jabbing her scaly finger into his chest.
You know what? Fuck this. I punch the old woman square in the fucking head. It's fucking combat time. Let's do this.
Joel Dusha gets a sneak attack on an old woman.
You know, I fucking tried.
Oh, fuck. You bring back your dinosaur hand, you curl in your two pointed dinosaur fingers and thumb and just crack them into her jaw. She just drops like a sack of bricks on the ground. Ah!
Also, Joel, fucking got a dinosaur, grab her, fucking, I'm going to the bank safe. That guy's gonna hit the alarm.
He's gonna hit the alarm.
Fucked!
Oh, yeah. Oh, initiative. Okay, so, or... Ooh! If you got anything that'll... Oh, no, initiative in like that doesn't work like that, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel. Oh, no.
So, Big Mouth Bass bursts in with, like, a Tommy gun in hand and three other of his dinosaur cronies, and they kind of start aiming them at people.
Oh, yeah, fuck, we're doing this for the mayor. You should not have killed a man.
I didn't kill a man.
Nope. You killed a man.
You killed a woman? Well, really, yeah, Teller killed a woman.
Teller killed a woman. I haven't done shit.
Yeah.
This could be hard to eat. The man's going to be like, what the fuck happened?
A dinosaur curls its fingers around the alarm and pulls it down. like a ding, 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 echoes throughout the bank.
Oh, wait, hang on.
That's all right.
This is good. We just go to jail, but then we don't go to jail because the man's like... You won, you fucked up the heist. That's mad. Two, we caught them. Literally rubbing them.
Like, okay, we gotta be quick. We gotta be quick. Everybody go, go, go. Everybody like rushes over the counter. Everybody else has dropped to the floor.
I also dropped to the floor. I'm in disguise.
I'm like, open the fuck.
I open the safe.
You're like, oh, sorry. Oops.
I'm like, just like, look at a Teller. Okay, Teller. Open the safe or I'll cut your head off.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. I can't remember what my Teller voice is.
Dusha. You fucking idiot. Do you know the code?
Yep.
What is it? You're standing, there's like a tiny little like
what's
a keypad.
Oh, that's
and top.
I go over to the one that like the pulled the alarm. Alarm. Yeah. You.
He stands up. It's like a middle-aged dinosaur man.
I don't drop to the ground again.
I'll do anything you want.
Cool. Open the safe door.
He's like just a customer.
Ah, oh, damn.
That was the benefit of having to be an old dinosaur, like a rich dinosaur, so that the teller who knew the code.
Do you want me to turn back into an ape? And then
yeah.
You can just interrogate the...
I think that's for the best.
Look, this is going real well so far. All right.
Just go back into an ape. It's fine.
I bloody...
You wake up in the back of the car.
I steal the car. No, wait.
Hang on.
Wait. I wake up as an ape.
Yeah.
Do you just want to leg it? I'll just open the door
you're,
and be like...
You're gone.
No. Do you want to leg it with me?
No. You can't have that conversation. You're in the van.
You're in the van now. You're like, interrogate the lady. You've popped in the fucking back.
Like, I'm like, interrogate the lady. And you're like, oh, wait. Fuck.
Oh. Okay, interrogate the lady. I'm in the van. I'm still...
Lady, you've just smacked an old nana in the face.
What's going on?
What's... Open this. See that? Look at that nana. You punched her in the face.
She's dead now.
She's dead. You killed a nan. What's... You're an accomplice. Oh, let's open the damn door.
She's like, okay. She punches in the code and the big... like safe doors open up.
We did it.
Inside there's like a sort of largest, this is like not a safe, it's the entrance to the sort of safety deposit room, and inside there is a small safe. Big Mouth Bass is like, okay, you said you could open the safe. So.
Wait, one thing. I go over to the customer that pulled the the thing. Cut off his hand.
Okay. he screams, but you've got it. Cut down one dinosaur hand.
Dino hand,
Dino mitts.
Oh, fuck! I love a heist film. Okay. And I go into the bank vault with a big old grin.
Big Mouth Bass is like, oh, okay.
Look, he pulled the.
No, I mean, I
got
get it.
Punished. You got to punish the guy who does it.
Big Mouth Bass gestures for the sort of small safe. He's like, okay, we need what's in there, right?
Yep.
You can see inside this safe, this room, that there are. Several sort of safety deposit boxes. You know, like they have in the walls, they've got like the various safety deposit boxes that you can kind of pull out.
They're
of all varying sizes. Some are quite large, some are quite small. Yeah, but there's one specific safe he wants you to crack.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ready up. Cool. How are you going to crack it?
I'm going to convince it and seduce it to open up.
Well, gee, okay.
If that doesn't work, I'm going to smack it in its mouth.
You get down on your knees. And you like bring one hand alongside it and you sort of stroke down the cold metal. You maybe bring up your lips and slightly caress the dial on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing happens. And Big Mouth Bass is growing impatient. He's like, what in the name of God are you doing?
It's all right, I got this.
No, you don't.
Removing foreign objects.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to remove the lock.
Okay.
From its body.
Okay. Okay. You like try and grab it with your hand, but it just nothing is working. It is not coming off. It's still, you got a 5.
Damn.
So, and fuck.
Wait, is it a finicky? Would you classify it as a finicky machine?
I'd classify it as a finicky machine.
All right, then I'm going to use that and try to bust that open.
Fuck, you are rolling terribly. Big Mouth Bass is like getting impatient. He's like, tick tock, tick tock.
It's fine. Is everyone in the vault at this point?
Dusha, I've been rolling. Hang on. Fuck, no.
Am I just...
Fuck, you're like in the back of the van. You blink once and there are just... cops all around the van that you somehow just didn't see coming this whole time.
Where was the lock made?
Probably in Dinosaur World.
Damn.
I mean, Dinosaur Dinosaur City. Yeah,
so not like you wouldn't call it Europe.
Anywhere in Europe.
No. You
just try and punch it off.
Yeah. I've like had enough and gonna use my...
Ah, fuck.
Yes.
You just bring back your hand and then like a hammer slam down on the what do you call it? The...
Dial,
I guess, which just clink falls off onto the ground and the safe opens up to reveal stacks and stacks of dino cash.
There you go, Big Mouth Bass.
All right, took you long enough. He starts pushing all of the cash into his bags and slings it over his shoulder. Would you like to loot while you're here? You got time.
No, yeah, why not? We'll crack open some other safes, pull them open. Just pull them all open. What the fuck, why not?
You find a stick of dynamite.
Oh.
You find a Tommy gun. Maybe you've already just got one. And the flu. So you pull open one of the safes, unlock it, and then in your face. You immediately feel real sick.
So I now have the flu.
Yep, you've got the flu.
Can I punch that out of me?
And yeah, that's removing a foreign object.
Can I do that? No, thank you. I don't
what
be
do you
sick.
Get? What are your bonuses to that?
+3. I think it's punches is +5.
Yeah. Okay. So you're like then you punch yourself in the cheek and you see the flu fly out and hit another dinosaur. He's like,
that was good. Oof.
You open up one of the larger safety deposit boxes in the bank vault, and when you open it up, out slides a very slippery Nan onto the floor. Seems like one of the dinosaurs was keeping it here. You gonna try and pick her up?
Is she conscious?
No.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a punches roll. Yeah, you sling her over your shoulder, fine. Dusha, the cops have surrounded your van. Some two police officer dinosaurs get out of their vehicle and they're like, stop where you are.
I'm in the...
Yeah, they can see you, but they're like, stop where you are. Come out with your hands up.
Nope.
I was thinking, I have two abilities and I've only used one.
Jungle and blood?
I'm thinking about it. How many cops are there?
How many times can you psychically link in a day?
Four.
And two jungle and
bloods. And two jungle and bloods. Whatever, mate.
Oh, wait, hang on. How many cops are there?
There's, say, three cop cars, so six cops. Two to a car.
And raging gives me, jungle and blood gives me what?
You can attack four in one turn.
All right.
Working for the mayor.
Eye off. I just look a cop dead in the eyes.
Yep.
The biggest one.
Rightio, there's a large, muscular, killer croc-sized dinosaur.
Mad.
With a pistol drawn on you.
Drop a pill, and then I drop like shit.
Yep. You're staring into the van where you are warging out epileptic fitting.
And then all of a sudden, I mean, this is fucking two turns, but...
Besides, we're not an initiative.
I think back to 20 years ago today. 20 years to the day.
To this day exactly.
To this day exactly.
Whereas last time, the jungle and blood was this jungle with your black daughter in the center. It's like a messed up, apocalyptic wasteland of a jungle with a small yellow scooter in the center.
And it's just raining blood.
It's on.
My bloody eyes dilate.
Good. Yep.
Fucking... I'm an angry ape cop, man.
Cool. I'm going to let you do this. But out of game, I'm like, you could have just said to stand down because you're a cop.
Nah.
It's not what Jungle Blood is all about.
We're fucking killing some cops.
Big Mouth
And you
Bass.
Call me evil.
Well.
Here we are.
Pot calling the kettle black, I guess.
Joel Tension. Big Mouth Bath slings a sack of cash over his shoulder and gestures with his Tommy gun for everybody to real quick get out. He's heard the cops now. He's like, okay, we gotta move. We gotta move. And that's his turn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Joel.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, my bad. Ape Joel.
Shoot four cops? Yep.
All right.
As a cop.
Okay. And... Rightio. So you draw your pistol and you aim it at your partner, presumably, right next to you, who is like, hey, what? Their head explodes in a cloud of blood and viscera. Then you turn around to one of the other cops, let loose. That cop also eats shit, slams against the bonnet of their car. You turn to that cop's partner, your gun misses. This one just grazes them on the cheek. And that was three. And then you turn to, on the other side of you, you're in, the cop in the middle. And... hit them in the chest, they get flying back, but they're not dead yet. So you've knocked out two, and you've got, so four left to go? No.
Well, go. One's...
You.
One's me. So there was six, so one's me, so that leaves five. Yep. One's wounded enough that he's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Two are dead, so there's two remaining.
Yeah, two remaining. Radio, and then the one of the cops remaining fires their gun at you in a panic.
My cop friend I've known for 20 years, I guess.
Dusha, you feel a bullet penetrate your chest and slam into your heart. Immediately you're back in the back of the van.
That's all right.
You see that muscular killer croc of a cop just collapse to his knees.
Do you know what's fine about that?
Wasn't
there's
you.
Just gonna be confusion in the police department.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Killed everyone and then just ate shit. What was that?
That looked real strange. What?
Also, Joel, the rest of the crew have left the bank with the money over their shoulders. You've got the nan over your shoulder.
I'm
and
just going to wait with an ad.
You might get arrested. But then,
I'm wearing a wire.
Yeah, but they'll take the nan off you maybe.
You don't know the state of Nance. Hey, you can wait though, that's fine.
I'll just wait a little bit. Just wait in the back. Hold my turn.
Do you want to loot again?
You can. Fuck yeah, why not?
If you're not moving anywhere.
I'm just going to...
A crow. So you're like... rah, rah, as a crow flies out. And another crow. Two crows. Different safes. Rightio. It is... you see from the vantage point in the van as Big Mouth Bass and his crew exit the bank and then start just shooting at the cops.
What? So hang on.
Yep.
There's two cops left at this point. Are they... Surely they're confused.
They are worried, for sure.
Worried? What?
They're
okay.
Panicking. Like, they're hiding behind the doors of their car and the like.
They're not...
Their squad cars.
One's bleeding because he got shot in the chest.
Yeah. They're not running.
I thought the cops would be more confused, but my plan didn't work.
What was your plan?
Just so the cops would be confused, then we could just get in the van and drive off.
Well, you see, Big Mouth Bass and the gang are trying to shoot those cops to clear a path to get to the van. Unfortunately, none of them can shoot for shit, so all of their bullets just ding, 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 fly past.
It's just like heat. I love it.
Especially the part where the cop killed all the other cops and then died.
Yeah, it's just like the heist has fallen apart and it's so good.
Ape Joel?
Is there anyone in the van still, or is it just me?
It's just you.
I climb into the driver's seat and back it up.
You know what I really liked? You just all left him in the van, like his walking body. You're like, no one will take it, it's fine. Ready, you drive into the driver's seat and you're going to back it up into the cops?
Back it up into the cops, but also
so
get
the,
in, fellas.
The gang can get in. Yeah, ready. Oh, fuck, nice. You slam into another cop and tear them up to pieces under your wheel. There's only one cop, really, that is any trouble left. The crew starts climbing into the back of the van. That one cop runs. Just... legs it down the street. They're like, this is too much. I got to get out of here.
Sick.
They just panicked and shat themselves. All also, right. Joel?
I'm running to the van now.
Yeah, rightio. There's not much resistance. The people in the bank are like, holy shit, as you run past them with a nan over
I want to be like, it was a teller. Inside job.
He did it. Oh, the nan slips out of your hands. Oh. The nans are so slippery.
Yeah, slippery.
You're like
nan
at the door and maybe you squeeze a bit too tight and like a bar of soap. The nan lands in a heap.
Oh, I'm going to grab my nan again.
Rightio. You managed to heft the nan over your shoulder and you're back in the van.
Still an inside job. You saw it tell her.
Are you actually
going to
try and convince them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was an inside job? or you're not sure, but you feel in your heart that you've got them good.
Yeah.
Everybody's back in the van. You're going to peel out, Ape Joel?
Sure am.
Rightio. You peel out with a, and you're back driving down the street. You feel like maybe you got away with this just. You can't hear any cops after you. You feel like nobody radioed it in because everyone was just too in shock. Now that one cop shot all those other cops.
My plan worked.
Ape Joel, I got a man.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, it's another man.
I became a cop and shot all the cops. It was fucked. I don't know why. Sick. I did that.
What's wrong with me?
I have no respect. I went from having so much I don't know what's happened since I've become an ape.
Strange things.
20 thing. The 20 years have changed me.
20 things I hate about you.
Would look.
Mm.
Would our black daughter still like me?
Of course, she's our black daughter, who is now a yellow moped. She loves us.
She's your yellow moped black daughter.
I don't know. I feel like I might have done too many bad things now.
No. Like, I'm sure she's probably run over like a child in a moped.
Mm.
Things are rough in the wasteland.
It's the wasteland.
It's the wasteland.
You're going to make wasteland decisions.
Wasteland decisions. It was either your life or the cops' lives.
Mm.
And that's a fact. They had a gun drawn on you. Yes, you could have walked into them. And yes, you could have told them to just stand down and that this car and van has nothing to do with it. And everyone move along. Yes, you could have ordered that to happen. But it's a jungle and blood. It's the wasteland. You don't. It's just. You make these decisions and you got to live with them because.
You know how much
wasteland.
I hate using that. You know how much I hate just tapping into Jungle and Blood.
Like, yeah, I know.
It's so good because I imagine Zammit sitting there with a nan over his shoulder, two crows on each shoulder as well.
One on my head, one on the shoulder.
Just explaining it away. You drive, or you're directed wasteland. To drive out into sort of the sticks, the boonies.
How many of our crew, all our crew survived, didn't they?
Yeah.
Nah, not the Forger.
Not the Forger. He ate
you. Didn't need him.
Wait, there's just a dead body.
Yeah, there's been a dead body in the back of the van the
whole time.
Hey, did the grid want an alive dinosaur?
They just wanted a non-fucked up
one. Yeah, just one that wasn't gross like Johnny.
Assuming a dead one counts as a gross one.
Yeah, he's got no head.
Mm.
Does
bullet in the brain. Persephone's going to be sad. Those twins.
You arrive at a small shed out in the swamps, which sort of are the sort of the boonies of Dinosaur City. Big Mouse Bass instructs you to pull up the van and they start unloading the dosh and laying it out on the table and counting it. They turn around, they're like, excellent, okay. They take a cut of the money and they're like, fling it at you. They're like, yeah, that's your cut.
Sick.
It's like, chuck down, say, I don't know, 4,000 dino bucks each.
4K dino bucks.
Mm-hmm.
See, can I make it rain?
Big Mouth Bass lights a cigar and sits down and he kind of starts counting the money and laughing it up with his cronies. He seems real pleased about the whole thing.
Sick, I'm going to grab a cigar and light the cigar with some dino bucks.
Oh, rich boy!
Meaningless. Maybe I'll light it with like $1,000.
Whatever, like you can only use the dino bucks in Dino City. It doesn't count as a currency.
Good idea.
Yes.
All right.
So you want like a Joel bar? Like a...
Nah. Yeah. I mean like... Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do, this money's useless to me.
Correct.
I'm still a bit upset. I've killed some people today.
No, you haven't. Well, we're wearing a wire. We haven't killed anybody.
I'm wearing a wire. Fuck, why is it Muck Mouth with you all the time? Did you stupid fucking shits forget you were wearing a motherfucking wire?
Look, that's
strapped to your fucking chest, you idiot.
We never killed anybody.
I witnessed
about?
Some people die today. That's what I'm trying to say, also,
exactly.
Joel.
Yeah.
Like that cop, what happened? He must have been paid off by Big Mouth Bass. He
must have been crazy cops.
Anyway,
that teller must have done everything. He punched a nan.
Also, Joel.
Wait, no, I'm not finished.
All right, yet. I'm just saying something he overhears, but carry on.
Well, I'll overhear it in a second, all right? Because
what
I'm thinking is, I got 4,000 dino bucks. Nothing to use it on. Wearing a wire. The mayor, like, sure, but they might take the nan. And, like, I know they can hear this, and I don't care at this point.
Well, they can't hear it because it's an old-timey wire. It's just like a recording.
Yeah.
Just might punch it.
Punching your wire?
Hang on.
Not yet, because, like, they might hear it.
Yeah.
How about this? We'll go somewhere.
Nah.
We'll give someone 8K to come with us.
I was thinking that, but Big Mouth Bass, I'm like, here's the money. We know where a bigger heist is, but your resources are more valuable than this money, so you can have it. Just come with us to our boat, and I'm going to walk out.
Jump in, Big Mouth Bass.
Just be Big Mouth Pass until we get... Actually, no, I won't do it straight away. I'll wait till we get to Filthport. Then I'll do it.
Nah, wait till we get to the gate of the grid.
Then I'll do it.
Yeah.
Then he'll presumably die. He's a bad man, though.
We don't know what uploading is.
Mm. Look.
Wait, we can offer it to Big Mouth Bass or like the other two, like in the crew. Who wants 8K?
Maybe you should do it because I'm bad at explanations.
You are. Yep. What do we overhear, though?
You overhear Big Mouth Bass. He's chatting to his cronies and he's like, all right. We got enough money now, okay, that we can roll on Sarah the Snake properly, okay? We can stop her, you know, paying off the mayor, keeping him quiet, and we can finally, you know, do some business in this town. You know, it's gonna be a good time. We can finally get rid of some of that fucking, you know, look, we criminals, but, you know, corruption, I ain't a fan. They should have just chit and chat amongst themselves.
They're like, can I poke my head? Sarah the who?
Oh, Sarah the Snake, just another gang leader. Don't you worry about it. You got your dosh.
We did.
You have a good day, yeah. Okay?
Quick question. A proposition. Who wants to make 8,000 dino bucks?
One of the dinosaurs like, I wouldn't mind making like 8,000 dino bucks.
Right, so what we want to do is we want to chuff on out of here. And because we know where there's a bigger score, it's in Battle Zone. Remember this time. Battle Zone 66. You just come with me.
It's on the mainland.
It's on the mainland. You got to upload to a grid, and once you're there, we just like do another sneaky heist.
He's like, I don't really see how I'm going to get a lot of money out of that. Doesn't really seem like a short thing, does it, boss? I don't see how it's...
I give you 8,000 up front.
Like yeah. Right now.
Like right now. Well,
I mean...
And then we can just do more in Battle Zone.
You did terribly, but so did he. I mean, I guess, boss, he kind of looks at Big Mouth Bass. Big Mouth Bass is like, do what you like. I don't care.
He's
like,
it'll take 1 week max.
1 week max.
Okay.
And, yeah. And plus trip to the mainland.
Look, you took an 8K up front. What are we talking, you know, as at the end of the day?
100,000 dino bucks each.
Goodness. He's like... That seems like a real specific, you know, payout at the end. Each, that's ridiculous. That's not happening.
Well, no, because
it's more like gems. Like, it's probably equivalent. Like, look, I don't know the exchange rate.
Just the amount of explaining you're doing to this guy. Finally! Also, Joe, you're like, it's gems. He's like, I always had a fondness for rubies, so...
Real big ones.
Real big rubies, you say? Yeah, well, you know, I like rubies, so...
Seek. Come with us.
I'll take that 8K.
Oh, here you go. Give me 8K.
He puts it in his pocket or whatever.
It might be singed.
Okay, smoking with money. All right, so a couple of fat cats. Okay.
All right. We can afford it because big fat rubies.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go. Big Bass, good luck with this
big
whole
Bass
thing.
Big Bass like, I will take a route for you boys. Have a good time,
you
okay?
Do.
You enjoy yourselves.
And I hoist that nan over my shoulder. Thank you.
Radio, you head. hang on.
I'm going to smash that.
Smack that nan boy?
No, it's like smash the recording.
You're both going to punch the recording?
I just like punch the chest a bit. Punchy punch.
Wait, no, I get fucking... 4 plus another 4 because I'm punching an ape, which is me.
That's true. It came in handy.
Yeah.
Both of you just with one like a 1, 2.
It's like just cough because you don't want, you know.
1, 2, 3.
The recorders just fall apart on your chest. You just unstrap them and throw them on the ground. Wait.
Without anyone knowing. That's
okay. Assuming you do this, you're like,
left the warehouse.
Yeah, but you're still with the other guy.
Yeah, I know.
You just like quick jolba.
Yeah, it's just quick jolba.
On the river. Yeah. And you're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Radio, you walking back?
No, it's like...
Take the van.
Just in case, we'll be like, hey, we're just going to leave the van at the dock.
No, they're fine with that. Radio. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Okay, you're fine. Lucky that the cops didn't come. The cops went like those fucking mammals. You arrive back at the boat unmolested. Everybody's waiting there. You've got, you know, Final Steve, Mark Mouth, Johnny, and the King Spiritual Advisor.
Hang on. What's this guy's name? We forgot to ask him.
Oh,
sorry, buddy.
Jicky the Spitz.
Jakey the Spitz.
No, Jicky the Spitz.
Jicky the Spitz.
Yeah,
Jakey welcome the Spitz. To the team, Jicky.
Ah, thank you. You arrive back at your boat and you both realize that your boat only has 6 spaces.
Yeah, we're good.
You two?
Yeah.
Mark Mouth?
Yeah.
the final Steve.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. I forgot about Johnny.
Mm. All right.
Shit.
Johnny's like, yeah, you promised to get me into the grid, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
When I took you to Dinosaur Island, I did it all, so you fellas kind of owe me.
That's all right. We're at a dock. There's heaps of boats.
That is true.
You're just going to pick up a dino boat?
Yep.
Yep.
Ready? Some of the boats that are there, there's a very nice wooden yacht. There's a catamaran. There's a large sort of houseboat.
Need one that holds eight people and
houseboat
goes fast.
Houseboat looks like it could probably hold eight people.
Let's get that houseboat.
Okay. You clamber aboard. The boat rocks under your feet. It's early morning, about midday. Mm-hmm. You can hear the sound of movement inside.
I knock on the door.
A dinosaur with coloring under his chin, under his nose that makes it look like a mustache is there. He's like, ah, howdy, fellas.
I put a foot in the door.
Just he glances down.
Subtly. So he doesn't notice it, right?
What can I do for you?
Do you know anything about my lord and savior, Splinterhoof?
Has also Joel got a new disciple? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.